Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Mike Florio with Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's talk some football with Mike Florio on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on today?
Mike, thank you for joining us. How much trouble are the Falcons in?
Depends upon how aggressive the NFL chooses to be. This is one of those where it's going to be driven by the zeal with which the league investigates the situation, the transparency or lack thereof that we will have as to what ultimately happens. And at the end of the day, whatever the league chooses to do. Somebody asked me the other day, what's the league going to do to the Falcons? And the easy answer is whatever they want to do, because the league is never bound by concepts like precedent or consistency or fairness. They just make a decision and they move on to the next one. And they love to have that flexibility to basically, you know, spin the wheel, pick a punishment, have it influenced by factors unrelated to what the punishment should be, and move on to the next one. But if they want to be aggressive, you've got Kirk Cousins at his introductory press conference outlining, by my count, at least four different violations of the tampering rules, one involving the Bears. They actually had him involved after he agreed to terms with the Falcons and before anyone from the Falcons was allowed to speak directly to Darnell Mooney while they were still in that negotiating window. Cousins got on the phone with Mooney to close the deal. How does that happen if there aren't communications occurring with Cousins that shouldn't be happening?
Well, it also, it really makes your whole legal tampering period hype, which the league has very much leaned into and owned, not real. And I think that's a big problem with this, too, is it delegitimizes something that they have very much tried to make into something serious. And it's a clear, I think, pushback on that. But when you say it affects the Bears, I wonder how many positions on the Bears it actually affected. Think about the quarterback market and how the dominoes fell based on this move alone.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. And look, people have said to me, Cousins had already agreed to terms with the Falcons. Who cares if he talked to the trainer after he agreed to terms? Who cares if he talked to Ryan Pace, the director of player personnel, after he agreed to terms, but before he was allowed to have direct communications? Who cares about any of that? Well, I think the core unexplained issue is, how did the Falcons get sufficiently comfortable to commit $100 million fully guaranteed to Kirk Cousins two and a half hours after the negotiating window opened? And apart from anything Cousins said publicly that looks like a tampering violation, I've been suspicious that the Falcons gathered information that they weren't allowed to gather to allow them to get comfortable to make that offer when they did, because Cousins otherwise would have had to decide to to take the Vikings' best offer or watch them move on to Sam Darnold or someone else. So the clock is ticking loudly when we get to the negotiating window. And if the Falcons hadn't prearranged whatever evidence, intelligence, information they had to be comfortable in a guy with a torn Achilles tendon, that they would make that $100 million fully guaranteed offer, Cousins might have had to say, I can't wait around for you to get to the point where you're comfortable offering me something more than what the Vikings are offering. And he still might have been in Minnesota.
Mike, while we await the Bears press conference today where they tell us why there should be a public investment to help them build their new stadium, we are reacting to what the general manager said yesterday. And among other things, Ryan Poles said, it's going to be hard to make this roster. And I thought, ooh, okay. Well, that's the general manager telling me his team is good. Is it fair to say, all right, if your roster is tough to make, you're a playoff team?
I think that it does write a check that you better be ready to honor. Because if that roster is that hard to make, that means it's a good roster. That means it needs to be competitive. And it puts more pressure on the coach. I always watch for those little signs. Because when a team isn't good, from one perspective, from the coach's perspective, well, the players aren't good enough. From the GM's perspective, the players are fine. So when the GM is saying it's going to be a tough roster to make, that's putting a little extra pressure on the head coach. And that's why it's always important for there to be equal accountability between GM and head coach. You can never, to have a properly functioning football operation, you can never have a situation where the coach thinks there's a way I can save myself and sacrifice the GM, and the GM thinks there's a way I can save myself and sacrifice the coach. Everybody stays, everybody goes. It can't be one or the other, or you do have these things that take away from having the best football team you can have.
What's the national perspective when it comes to whether or not the Bears are still rebuilding? We were talking about how the words rookie quarterback and not rebuilding anymore really don't go together. So in this case, it might be the exception, but I definitely want to hear your opinion.
No, look, teams can, with a rookie quarterback, become high-end contenders right away. The Bengals were on track to doing that in Joe Burrow's rookie year. His second season, they made it to the Super Bowl and almost won it. If Aaron Donald doesn't get to Joe Burrow when he does, Jalen Ramsey had fallen down. Ja'Marr Chase was wide open for a potential game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 56. You look at what the Texans did last year with C.J. Stroud. They went from being off the radar screen. They would have been the one team that most people would have said, that team's got no chance to make the playoffs in the AFC. And they won the division. C.J. Stroud had everything to do with it. You've got a Bears team that has shown flashes and signs of being highly competitive. The question is, can you stabilize the quarterback position? Can you get the production that you need out of it? And will that be paired with enough defensive performance to navigate a difficult division, win the division, or at least become one of the top three second place or third place teams to get a wild card berth? And I think it's fair to look at the Bears and say they better show that they can compete for a playoff spot, because I think there's going to be expectation this year that they will.
Mike, what did you think of the ESPN story on Bill Belichick?
Well, I thought that it was flimsy, to say the least, to pin the biggest revelation in the story, that Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, when contacted by Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, as Blank was doing his due diligence on whether to hire Belichick, that Kraft said to Blank, don't trust Belichick, or words to that effect. And it was attributed to an unnamed source who had gotten it from two other unnamed sources. I didn't go to journalism school. I've been learning this business trial and error for the last 23 years. I would have never gone forward with something like that. And if I would have gone forward with something like that, I would have fully expected to have been destroyed by others in the media. That was as flimsy of a report of that kind of significance that I've ever seen before. And I can't help but wonder whether or not they knew that that was the day, last Wednesday, that was the day that it was going to be announced that Belichick's going to be working with Pat McAfee's show and ESPN as part of the draft. We better fire this shot before he's actually officially part of the team, because it's going to look really awkward if we put this long read word salad out there that makes Belichick look bad after he's officially part of the team. And I can't help but wonder if we had a chance to get behind the curtain and see how the sausage was made. I wonder whether they pushed that thing forward even before it was ready.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mike, we saw Amon-Ra St. Brown on Hard Knocks on HBO. Able, from memory, to recite all of the receivers taken ahead of him in the draft. As of right now, 4 years, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed. He's the highest paid wide receiver for the moment in the NFL. It's a hell of a story.
It is a hell of a story, and we know how this game goes. The initial report paints one picture. Let's see what the deal is really worth. And look, it doesn't take much to be the highest paid player at that position in the NFL. That's one of the things that we realized recently when we took the reports of the deals and what they're widely regarded as and looked at the real numbers. Like Tyreek Hill, $30 million a year. It's not even close. It's never going to be $30 million a year. It's got a phony final year that drives the average to $30 million. The average, the real average at signing is south of $25 million per year. But that's how the game is played. And so I think at the end of the day, he will be the highest paid player at the position if we look at the new money on the extension. But I've already been told by my contract source, I've got a good source who always gets me the real details on all the key deals. I've already been told it's not $30 million a year, but it's still a hell of a story. And it shows one of the benefits of not being a first round pick. If you're not a first round pick and you become a star, you get paid faster. You got Justin Jefferson, 4 years in, no contract yet. CeeDee Lamb, 4 years in, no contract yet. Here's Amon-Ra St. Brown, 3 years in. But because next year's his contract year, there's no fifth-year option to be exercised, he got paid.
All right, I'm not just asking this because of my geographic origins here, but you mentioned CeeDee Lamb. What on earth are the Cowboys doing?
Look, nothing. I could take you all the way to the next hard break. I could probably take you to the end of the show. I have come to the conclusion that all this stuff about Jerry Jones, you'd be surprised at the size of the check that I would write if it guaranteed a Super Bowl win. I think that's all bogus. I think he is a carnival barker who is trying to get Cowboys fans to continue to step right up and open their wallets. And if they're not in driving distance of the stadium, to tune in and watch a team that hasn't even gotten to the NFC Championship since 1995. They are the most prominent and profitable team in all of the NFL because of Jerry Johnson's abilities as a snake oil salesman, not as a guy who has built a championship caliber team. And this year, his catchphrase, dating back to the Senior Bowl, when he was asked, are they considering changing things up and going all in and pushing the chips into the middle of the table and forgetting about the future? He said, we're all in. And they spent the last 3 months trying to change the meaning of all in to something else. Because, you know, they say action speaks louder than words. For the Cowboys, inaction speaks louder than words because they've done nothing. They're in a bad spot with the Dak Prescott contract, CeeDee Lamb contract, and the Micah Parsons contract. They can't go all in on anyone until they take care of those deals. The problem is the agents for those players know it. And the Cowboys always want to be able to like throw an arm around a guy and say, oh, shucks, let's take one for the team. And they haven't learned that doesn't work. It blew up with Ezekiel Elliott. It blew up with Dak Prescott. And when it comes to the Cowboys and their key players who need to be rewarded and kept, I have said this many times over the last 2 weeks, the Cowboys are cheap, they're short-sighted, and they're not nearly as smart as they think they are, because that's the problem. They've got this logjam of guys that have leverage, and the Cowboys don't want to admit they have leverage, and they're stuck with Dak, CeeDee, and Micah. They can't go all in on anything until they fix that, and they're not willing to write the check necessary to fix it. And look at CeeDee Lamb now. You get the Amon-Ra St. Brown contract. You think that's going to make CeeDee Lamb cheaper or more expensive to sign? The longer you wait, it always gets more expensive, and the Cowboys refuse to learn that lesson.
I was shocked is not the right word, because I figured eventually it would happen. I was a little surprised to see that Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back as soon as today. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's overdue. I think the moment that they opened the NIL floodgates and we recognized that, you know, this whole thing, everything about high-level college football is a walking, talking, living, breathing antitrust violation. Not only are we going to band together under the shield of the NCAA and agree that we're not going to give these guys anything more than tuition, room, board, and snacks. There's snacks. Don't forget, they get snacks. Beyond that, you can't even make any money off of your name, your image, your likeness. You're prevented from that because we have to have amateur sports. We have to have this purity of amateur competition that the fans tune in to watch amateurs play. What a load of crap. It has justified this blatant violation of the antitrust laws for years. The reckoning has come. Giving up on the NIL thing was a no-brainer for the NCAA because they knew that they were violating the law. It became clear to them and everyone else that this can't stand. So the moment that they threw in the towel on NIL, yeah, give Reggie Bush his Heisman back, because all he did was get benefits from his, through his family, from a group that had designs on representing him when he got to the NFL. So absolutely, he should have had it back. I'm surprised it took that long. And I mean, maybe Johnny Manziel was the voice of reason. He said not that long ago, he's not showing up for any more Heisman Trophy presentations until Bush gets his trophy back. And maybe Johnny Football helped get it done.
Did they literally take the trophy? Did he have to surrender it? Or was it in his house the whole time and they said, well, it really doesn't count, it's just not official?
I think he ultimately surrendered it, but that's a great question. I never got the impression that his attitude was, who cares, I'm keeping it. Because that would have been a story. Hey, you got to give back your Heisman Trophy. I'm not giving it back. Tough crap.
Right, but it's come not like there's it. Like no, private Heisman police no, that are going to come.
They took his trophy.
They went. They he, actually yes, took it?
Yes.
Heisman Trophy repo man showed up.
That's hilarious.
Well, and then the scuttlebutt.
I remember saying at the time they should have boxed it up and sent it to Vince Young.
That was the scuttlebutt in Austin.
To the second place guy.
That's what they were saying in Austin, was that, okay, well, if you really took it, then give it to Vince Young. And then that didn't happen. So
wouldn't that be awkward now? They have to go take it back from Vince Young and give it back to Reggie. It's good they never gave it to Vince.
Vince has a sense of humor. There might be something entertaining if that were all to happen. I'd be curious to hear what Vince thinks too. But if nobody else is going to get it, it might as well go to the guy who got it. And Pete Carroll should have something to say about this as well.
There's some hope that sanity will eventually prevail in college football. They really have, for decades, gotten away with exploiting the athletes. And there's always this pushback. Oh, you don't value an education? Well, yeah, there's value in an education. But when what you're generating for that school is dramatically more valuable than what it's costing them to let one more guy not go to class, there's something wrong with that picture.
Never forget that for an entire generation of Southern Californians, USC was the pro team and still is.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And they long for the days when USC gets back to what Pete Carroll had them doing. And that's the thing. You can take away the titles. You can take away the wins. They still won those championships. That doesn't change anything. But it would be nice if they'd restore those victories. I saw Dan Patrick was making that argument earlier today. Why not restore those victories? If we're not going to sweat the violation, why not put everything back to where it was?
Mike, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time, and everyone's loving the Legos behind you.
Thank you so much. Ghostbusters Firehouse, baby.
That's Mike Florio. You can check him out at Pro Football Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.